Blockchain Basics, a non-technical introduction in 25 steps. By Daniel Drescher. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Blockchain Basics, a non-technical introduction in 25 steps by Daniel Drescher, is a comprehensive guide to understanding the basics of blockchain technology. The book provides an overview of the history and development of blockchain, its potential applications, and how it works. It also explains key concepts such as distributed ledgers, consensus algorithms, smart contracts, tokens, and cryptocurrencies. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of blockchain technology and its various components. It then goes on to explain how blockchains are used for digital transactions and data storage. The author discusses different types of blockchains, including public blockchains like Bitcoin or Ethereum, private blockchains that are used within organizations, consortiums which are a hybrid between public and private networks, side chains which allow users to move assets from one chain to another, permissioned ledgers which require authorization before access can be granted, decentralized autonomous organizations, DAOs, which use code instead of people for governance decisions, colored coins that represent real-world assets on a blockchain network, stable coins that maintain their value over time regardless of market fluctuations, atomic swaps where two parties exchange cryptocurrency without using intermediaries or third-party services. The book also covers topics such as scalability issues related to blockchain networks, security concerns associated with them, privacy implications when using them for financial transactions or storing sensitive data, legal considerations when dealing with cryptocurrencies or other digital assets stored on these networks. Additionally, it looks at some current trends in the industry such as initial coin offerings, ICOs, decentralized applications, dApps, Lightning networks, etc., along with future possibilities like quantum computing. Finally, the author provides practical advice about setting up your own wallet address so you can start trading cryptocurrencies online safely. He also offers tips on choosing reliable exchanges where you can buy, sell digital currencies securely. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Introduction to blockchain. Blockchain is a distributed ledger technology that enables secure, transparent, and immutable transactions. It is a decentralized system that allows for the secure transfer of digital assets without the need for a third-party intermediary. Main idea number 2. History of blockchain. Blockchain technology was first developed in 2008 as a way to securely transfer digital assets without the need for a third-party intermediary. Since then, it has been adopted by a variety of industries and is now being used to create new business models and revolutionize existing ones. Main idea number 3. Benefits of blockchain. Blockchain technology offers a number of benefits, including increased security, transparency, and immutability. It also enables faster and more efficient transactions, as well as the ability to create new business models. Main idea number 4. Types of blockchain. There are two main types of blockchain, public and private. Public blockchains are open to anyone, while private blockchains are permissioned and require users to be approved before they can access the network. Main idea number 5. Cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is a digital asset that is secured by cryptography and is used as a medium of exchange. It is based on blockchain technology and is decentralized, meaning it is not controlled by any single entity. Main idea number 6. Smart contracts. Smart contracts are self-executing contracts that are written in code and stored on the blockchain. They are used to automate processes and ensure that all parties involved in a transaction are held accountable. Main idea number 7. Decentralized applications, dApps, are applications that are built on top of a blockchain and are powered by smart contracts. They are used to create new business models and revolutionize existing ones. Main idea number 8. Consensus mechanisms. Consensus mechanisms are algorithms that are used to validate transactions on the blockchain. They ensure that all participants in the network agree on the validity of a transaction before it is added to the blockchain. Main idea number 9. Mining. Mining is the process of verifying transactions on the blockchain and adding them to the ledger. Miners are rewarded with cryptocurrency for their work. Main idea number 10. Wallets. Wallets are digital storage solutions for cryptocurrencies. They are used to store, send, and receive digital assets. Main idea number 11. Security. Security is an important aspect of blockchain technology. It is used to protect the network from malicious actors and ensure that all transactions are valid. Main idea number 12. Scalability. Scalability is the ability of a blockchain to handle a large number of transactions. It is an important factor in determining the success of a blockchain network. Main idea number 13. Interoperability. Interoperability is the ability of different blockchain networks to communicate with each other. It is used to create new business models and revolutionize existing ones. Main idea number 14. Governance. Governance is the process of managing a blockchain network. It is used to ensure that all participants in the network are following the rules and regulations. Main idea number 15. Tokenization. Tokenization is the process of creating digital tokens that represent real-world assets. These tokens can be used to create new business models and revolutionize existing ones. Main idea number 16. Initial coin offerings. Initial coin offerings, ICOs, are a form of crowdfunding that is used to raise funds for blockchain projects. They are used to create new business models and revolutionize existing ones. Main idea number 17. Regulation. Regulation is an important aspect of blockchain technology. It is used to ensure that all participants in the network are following the rules and regulations. Main idea number 18. Use cases. Use cases are examples of how blockchain technology can be used in different industries. They are used to create new business models and revolutionize existing ones. Main idea number 19. Privacy. Privacy is an important aspect of blockchain technology. It is used to protect the network from malicious actors and ensure that all transactions are valid. Main idea number 20. Future of blockchain. The future of blockchain is bright. It is being used to create new business models and revolutionize existing ones. It is also being used to create new economic systems and solve global problems. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Blockchain is a revolutionary technology that has the potential to revolutionize many industries. It is based on a distributed ledger system, which means that all transactions are recorded and stored in multiple locations simultaneously. This makes it virtually impossible for any single entity to manipulate or alter the data without being detected. The decentralized nature of blockchain also ensures that no one party can control or censor the network. The most important feature of blockchain technology is its ability to provide secure, transparent, and immutable transactions. Transactions are secured through cryptography and consensus algorithms such as proof of work, PoW, or proof of stake, POS. These protocols ensure that only valid transactions are added to the chain and prevent double spending by verifying each transaction before it is added. In addition, blockchain provides an efficient way for users to transfer digital assets without relying on third parties such as banks or other financial institutions. By eliminating intermediaries from the equation, users can save time and money while still enjoying secure transfers with minimal risk of fraud. Overall, blockchain offers numerous advantages over traditional systems due to its security features, transparency benefits, cost savings opportunities, and decentralization capabilities. As more businesses begin exploring this innovative technology's potential applications in their operations, we will likely see even greater adoption rates in the near future. Main idea number 2. The history of blockchain technology began in 2008 when a person or group of people known as Satoshi Nakamoto published a paper outlining the concept. This paper proposed a system that would allow digital assets to be securely transferred without the need for an intermediary, such as a bank or other financial institution. The idea was revolutionary and quickly gained traction among developers and entrepreneurs who saw its potential applications. Since then, blockchain technology has been adopted by many industries including finance, healthcare, government services, supply chain management and more. It is now being used to create new business models and revolutionize existing ones. For example, it can be used to facilitate peer-to-peer transactions with no middleman involved. This eliminates transaction fees associated with traditional banking systems. Blockchain technology also offers enhanced security features compared to traditional methods of data storage. Transactions are recorded on an immutable ledger, which makes them virtually impossible to alter or delete without authorization from all parties involved in the transaction. This provides users with greater peace of mind knowing their data is secure. As blockchain continues to evolve over time, we will likely see even more innovative uses for this groundbreaking technology emerge in the future. Main idea number 3. Blockchain technology offers a number of benefits, including increased security, transparency, and immutability. By using cryptographic algorithms to secure data and transactions on the blockchain network, it is much more difficult for malicious actors to gain access or tamper with information. This makes it an ideal platform for storing sensitive data such as financial records or medical records. The distributed nature of the blockchain also ensures that all participants in the network have access to the same information at any given time. This increases transparency and trust between parties involved in a transaction since they can easily verify each other's actions. Additionally, because blocks are immutable once added to the chain, there is no risk of tampering with past transactions. Finally, blockchain technology enables faster and more efficient transactions than traditional methods due to its decentralized nature. Transactions are processed almost instantaneously without having to wait for third-party verification from banks or other institutions. Furthermore, this technology has opened up new possibilities for businesses by allowing them to create innovative business models based on smart contracts. Main idea number 4. Public blockchains are open to anyone and allow users to join the network without any permission or approval. These networks are decentralized, meaning that no single entity controls them. Transactions on public blockchains are secured through cryptography and consensus algorithms, which ensure that all participants agree on the state of the ledger at any given time. Public blockchains also offer a high degree of transparency, as all transactions can be viewed by anyone with access to the network. Private blockchains, on the other hand, require users to be approved before they can access the network. This means that only certain individuals or organizations have permission to view and interact with data stored in these networks. Private blockchains provide more control over who has access to sensitive information than public ones do. However, this comes at a cost of reduced transparency since not everyone is able to view transaction records. Main idea number 5. Cryptocurrency is a revolutionary form of digital money that has been gaining traction in recent years. It is based on blockchain technology, which allows for secure and transparent transactions without the need for a central authority or third-party intermediary. Cryptocurrencies are decentralized, meaning they are not controlled by any single entity and can be used to purchase goods and services from anywhere in the world. The most popular cryptocurrency is Bitcoin, but there are many others such as Ethereum, Litecoin, Ripple, Dash, and Monero. These currencies have different features that make them attractive to users. Some offer faster transaction times than others, while some provide greater privacy or lower fees. All cryptocurrencies use cryptography to ensure security when transferring funds between wallets. Cryptocurrency offers numerous advantages over traditional forms of payment such as credit cards or bank transfers. Transactions are fast and secure with no risk of chargebacks or fraud. They also allow users to remain anonymous if desired. Furthermore, since cryptocurrencies operate independently from governments or banks, their value cannot be manipulated by external forces. Main idea number 6. Smart contracts are a revolutionary way to automate processes and ensure that all parties involved in a transaction are held accountable. They are written in code and stored on the blockchain, meaning they can be executed without any manual intervention. Smart contracts allow for transactions to take place quickly, securely, and with minimal risk of fraud or manipulation. The code within smart contracts is designed to execute automatically when certain conditions have been met. This means that once an agreement has been made between two parties, it will be enforced by the contract itself without requiring any further action from either party. This eliminates the need for third-party intermediaries such as lawyers or banks who would normally be required to verify and enforce agreements. Smart contracts also provide transparency since all data related to them is stored on the blockchain, which is publicly accessible. This ensures that all participants in a transaction can view its progress at any time and trust that their interests will be protected. Overall, smart contracts offer numerous advantages over traditional methods of conducting business transactions, including speed, security, cost savings, accuracy, and trustworthiness. Main idea number 7. Decentralized applications, DApps, are a revolutionary way to create and manage digital assets, services, and transactions. They are built on top of a blockchain network and powered by smart contracts that enable users to interact with the application without relying on any centralized authority or third-party intermediary. DApps can be used to create new business models or revolutionize existing ones by providing trustless access to data, services, and transactions. The decentralized nature of DApps makes them highly secure as they cannot be controlled by any single entity. This means that all participants in the system have equal rights over their data and no one has control over it. Furthermore, since there is no central point of failure in the system, it is much more resilient against malicious attacks than traditional applications. In addition to being secure and resilient against attack, DApps also offer greater transparency compared to traditional applications as all activities within the system are recorded on an immutable ledger which can be viewed publicly. This ensures that all parties involved in a transaction have full visibility into what is happening at every step of the process. Main idea number 8. Consensus mechanisms are an essential part of blockchain technology. They provide a way for the network to come to agreement on the validity of transactions before they are added to the blockchain. This ensures that all participants in the network agree on what is being recorded and prevents malicious actors from manipulating or corrupting data. The most common consensus mechanism used today is called proof of work, PoW. In PoW, miners compete against each other by solving complex mathematical puzzles in order to validate transactions and add them to the blockchain. The miner who solves the puzzle first receives a reward for their work. Other consensus mechanisms include proof of stake, POS, delegated proof of stake, DPS, and Byzantine fault tolerance, BFT. Each of these algorithms has its own advantages and disadvantages, so it's important to understand which one best suits your needs before implementing it into your system. Main idea number 9. Mining is an essential part of the blockchain process. It involves verifying transactions on the blockchain and adding them to the ledger. This helps ensure that all transactions are valid and secure, as miners must solve complex mathematical problems in order to add a block of transactions to the chain. Miners are rewarded with cryptocurrency for their work, which incentivizes more people to join in mining activities. The process of mining requires powerful computers and specialized software that can handle large amounts of data quickly. As more miners join in, it becomes increasingly difficult for any one miner to be successful at solving these puzzles. This is known as proof of work or PoW. The difficulty level adjusts automatically based on how many miners are participating so that blocks continue to be added at regular intervals. In addition to providing security for the network, mining also serves another important purpose: it releases new coins into circulation. Every time a miner successfully adds a block of transactions, they receive a reward in cryptocurrency from the network itself. Main idea number 10. Wallets are an essential part of the cryptocurrency ecosystem. They provide users with a secure and convenient way to store, send, and receive digital assets. Wallets come in many different forms, including desktop wallets, mobile wallets, hardware wallets, paper wallets, and web-based wallets. Each type of wallet has its own advantages and disadvantages depending on the user's needs. Desktop wallets are installed directly onto a computer or laptop. These types of wallets offer high levels of security as they are not connected to the internet, however they can be vulnerable to malware attacks if not properly secured. Mobile wallets allow users to access their funds from any device with an internet connection, however these types of wallet may be more susceptible to hacking due to their connection with the internet. Hardware wallets are physical devices that store cryptocurrencies offline for added security. Paper wallets involve printing out private keys on paper, which can then be used for transactions without ever connecting them online. Web-based wallet services provide convenience by allowing users access their funds from anywhere in the world, but also pose risks due to potential hacks or data breaches. Main idea number 11. Security is a key component of blockchain technology. It helps to ensure that all transactions are valid and secure, while also protecting the network from malicious actors. Blockchain networks use cryptographic algorithms to create digital signatures for each transaction, which can be used to verify its authenticity and integrity. Additionally, consensus mechanisms such as proof of work or proof of stake are employed in order to validate blocks of transactions before they are added to the chain. The security of a blockchain network is further enhanced by decentralization. Since there is no single point of failure, it becomes much more difficult for attackers to gain control over the system. Furthermore, distributed ledgers provide an immutable record of all past transactions on the network, making it virtually impossible for anyone to alter or delete data without being detected. Main idea number 12. Scalability is a key factor in the success of any blockchain network. It refers to the ability of a blockchain to handle an increasing number of transactions without compromising its performance or security. As more users join the network, it must be able to scale up and accommodate their needs while still maintaining its integrity. In order for a blockchain network to remain secure and reliable, it must have enough capacity to process all incoming transactions quickly and efficiently. This requires that the underlying technology can support large numbers of users simultaneously without slowing down or becoming unreliable. To achieve this, developers need to design blockchains with scalability in mind from the very beginning. The most common way for developers to increase scalability is by using sharding techniques, which divide data into smaller chunks so that each node only has access to part of it at any given time. This reduces congestion on the main chain as well as reducing transaction fees, since nodes don't have to store every single piece of data related to every transaction. Another approach is through off-chain scaling solutions such as side chains or payment channels, which allow transactions between two parties outside of the main chain but still within a secure environment. These solutions are often faster than traditional methods since they don't require miners or other third parties for validation. Main idea number 13. Interoperability is a key concept in the blockchain space. It refers to the ability of different blockchain networks to communicate with each other, allowing for new business models and opportunities. Interoperability enables users to move assets between blockchains without having to go through an intermediary or exchange service. This opens up possibilities such as cross-chain trading, atomic swaps, and more. The idea behind interoperability is that it allows for greater flexibility when dealing with digital assets. For example, if two different blockchains are interoperable, then users can easily transfer tokens from one chain to another without needing any third-party services or exchanges. This could be used for things like decentralized finance, DeFi, applications where users need access to multiple chains in order to take advantage of certain features. Interoperability also has implications beyond just asset transfers. It can enable smart contracts on one chain to interact with those on another chain. This could open up entirely new use cases and create powerful synergies between different blockchains. Main idea number 14. Governance is an essential part of any blockchain network. It involves the process of managing and maintaining the network, ensuring that all participants are following the rules and regulations set out by the governing body. This includes setting up protocols for how transactions should be conducted, as well as establishing a system to ensure that all users are compliant with these protocols. Governance also involves monitoring user activity on the network to detect any malicious or fraudulent behavior. The governance structure of a blockchain network can vary depending on its purpose and design. For example, some networks may have a single entity in charge of making decisions about how it operates, while others may use consensus-based decision-making processes involving multiple stakeholders. In either case, it is important for there to be clear guidelines in place so that everyone involved knows what is expected from them. Ultimately, effective governance helps ensure that a blockchain network runs smoothly and securely without disruption or abuse from malicious actors. By having strong governance structures in place, users can trust that their data will remain secure and private while still being able to take advantage of all the benefits offered by distributed ledger technology. Main idea number 15. Tokenization is the process of creating digital tokens that represent real-world assets. These tokens can be used to create new business models and revolutionize existing ones. Tokenization allows for fractional ownership, which means that a single asset can be divided into multiple parts and each part can be owned by different people or entities. This opens up many possibilities, such as allowing investors to buy small portions of an asset, enabling companies to raise capital more easily, and providing liquidity for illiquid assets. The tokenized version of an asset is stored on a blockchain ledger, making it secure and immutable. This ensures that all transactions are transparent and traceable while also protecting against fraud or manipulation. Additionally, tokenizing an asset makes it easier to transfer ownership, since the transaction only needs to take place on the blockchain instead of through traditional methods like paperwork. Tokenization has already been applied in various industries, including finance, real estate, art and collectibles, gaming and entertainment, healthcare and insurance, among others. It has enabled businesses to reduce costs associated with managing physical assets while also increasing efficiency by streamlining processes such as payments or transfers. Main idea number 16. Initial coin offerings, ICOs, are a form of crowdfunding that is used to raise funds for blockchain projects. They involve the sale of digital tokens, which can be exchanged for goods and services within the project's ecosystem. ICOs have become increasingly popular in recent years as they provide an alternative way to finance new ventures without relying on traditional sources such as venture capital or banks. The process begins with a company issuing its own cryptocurrency token, usually through a smart contract system built on top of an existing blockchain platform like Ethereum. Investors then purchase these tokens in exchange for either fiat currency or other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Ether. The proceeds from the sale are typically used to fund development costs associated with launching the project. Once launched, investors may use their tokens to access certain features within the project's ecosystem, such as voting rights or exclusive discounts. Alternatively, they may choose to hold on to them and trade them on exchanges for profit if their value increases over time. Main idea number 17. Regulation is an essential part of blockchain technology. It helps to ensure that all participants in the network are following the rules and regulations set out by the governing body or organization. This can be done through a variety of methods, such as setting up smart contracts, which are self-executing agreements between two parties that are stored on a blockchain ledger. Additionally, regulation can also be enforced through consensus mechanisms like proof-of-work or proof-of-stake algorithms, which require users to prove their identity before they can access certain parts of the network. Furthermore, regulatory bodies may also impose specific requirements for companies operating within their jurisdiction. For example, some countries have implemented Know Your Customer, KYC, laws that require businesses to verify customer identities before allowing them to use services related to cryptocurrency transactions. By implementing these types of regulations on blockchain networks, governments and organizations can help protect against fraud and money laundering. Overall, regulation plays an important role in ensuring that all participants in a blockchain network abide by its rules and regulations. By doing so, it helps create trust among users while providing greater security for everyone involved. Main idea number 18. Use cases are a great way to understand how blockchain technology can be applied in different industries. They provide an example of how the technology can be used to create new business models and revolutionize existing ones. For instance, blockchain could be used for digital identity management, smart contracts, supply chain tracking, asset tokenization, and more. By understanding these use cases and their potential applications in various industries, businesses can gain insight into how they might benefit from using this innovative technology. In addition to providing examples of possible uses for blockchain technology, use cases also help identify areas where further development is needed. This allows developers to focus on creating solutions that will meet the needs of specific industries or organizations. Furthermore, by studying successful use cases from other companies or sectors, it is possible to learn best practices which may then be adapted for one's own organization. Overall, use cases are an invaluable tool when it comes to understanding the potential applications of blockchain technology across different industries. By exploring existing examples as well as identifying areas where further development is necessary, businesses can gain valuable insights into how they might benefit from utilizing this revolutionary new technology. Main idea number 19. Privacy is a key component of blockchain technology. It helps to ensure that all transactions are valid and secure, while also protecting the network from malicious actors. Blockchain networks use cryptographic techniques such as public key cryptography and digital signatures to protect data stored on the ledger. This ensures that only authorized users can access sensitive information, preventing unauthorized access or manipulation of data. In addition, privacy protocols like zero-knowledge proofs allow users to prove ownership of certain assets without revealing any other details about themselves or their transaction history. This allows for greater anonymity when conducting transactions on the blockchain, which is important for maintaining user privacy in an increasingly connected world. Finally, permissioned blockchains can be used to restrict access to certain parts of the network based on identity verification requirements. This further enhances security by ensuring that only those with proper authorization can view or modify data stored on the ledger. Main idea number 20. The future of blockchain is bright. It has the potential to revolutionize existing business models and create new ones, as well as provide solutions to global problems. Blockchain technology can be used to facilitate secure transactions between parties without the need for a third-party intermediary, allowing for faster and more efficient processes. Additionally, it can help reduce costs associated with traditional financial services by eliminating middlemen fees. Blockchain also has the potential to enable smart contracts that are self-executing digital agreements between two or more parties that are stored on a distributed ledger system. This could potentially eliminate costly legal disputes and make contract enforcement easier than ever before. Furthermore, blockchain technology could be used in areas such as healthcare, energy management systems, supply chain management systems, voting systems, and much more. Overall, the future of blockchain looks very promising due to its ability to streamline processes while providing increased security and transparency. As this technology continues to evolve over time, we will likely see even greater applications being developed which will further enhance our lives. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.